For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A new government report on climate change has been released, and the findings go against President Trump's stance. The White House report was quickly issued on Black Friday, with critics saying the administration had made attempts to bury the report in the public eye and continued denying climate science. The report frequently contradicts the president, who has often questioned how much climate change is caused by humans, and said recently, after seeing the California wildfires, that he hasn't changed his mind on climate change.
No, I have a strong opinion. I want great climate. We're going to have that.
But the report from outside scientists and officials with 13 federal agencies warns wildfires and hurricanes are getting worse. It also details how global warming is hurting each U.S. region independently. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The Trump administration has asked the Supreme Court to bypass the federal appeals court and take up their policy that bans most transgender people from serving in the military. Joan Biskovic has more.
Lower courts have, in a preliminary way, said that this could violate the equality guarantee of the Constitution to say that a certain group of people would be prohibited from serving based solely on the fact that they're transgender. The administration has a high bar to pass in a compressed period of time.
The Vatican is making a bold move in their sex abuse scandal. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Pope Francis has named a top sex abuse investigator for an upcoming summit scheduled for February. Vatican spokesman Greg Burke.
The stakes are certainly high. There are a lot of eyes upon us. We realize that. This is a process. I think the first thing that comes out is a recognition we have a problem, and the Pope recognizes that by calling people here.
The Pope summoned leaders of the world's 130 bishops' conferences to the Vatican for the February 21st through the 24th summit.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Despite what you may have heard on the internet, new medical research is showing that coffee is actually good for you. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
This research into the research on coffee finds that drinking up to 4 cups of it a day may help you avoid an early death. These researchers in the UK didn't do new research, but they looked at more than 200 existing studies and found that coffee was more often than not linked to health benefits. And those include the reduced risk of heart disease, reduced risk of many cancers, and a reduced risk of dementia. The findings have been published in the British Medical Journal. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Details are slowly emerging concerning the murder of an American missionary who was slain by a primitive tribe that inhabits a small island in the Indian Ocean. John Clemens reports.
27-year-old John Allen Chow, working with the All Nations Sending Missionary, had a lifelong desire to witness the local tribesmen of the North Sentinels people. Dr. Mary Howe is with All Nations.
I believe when he was about 18 years old, he took a mission trip, and during that mission trip, he knew that God called him to missions, and the same year, he was Googling, and he discovered that the North Sentinelese people existed.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.